Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy who's discovered a remarkable new power.
Basically, I can move between dreams and reality, and even bring things with me.
No way!
That's so cool!
This is the story of a girl who's known of her powers for years.
You have a lot to learn, Evan.
Then teach me, Anna!
This is the story of a dangerous new threat to the world.
I'm the most powerful dream breacher there has ever been. And I'm going to prove it.
This is Dream Breachers.
Come on, Dot. Time to go see the Ancient Order.
You're sure you need to do this? Show up to speak with these people in your dreams?
I'm sure, Mom.
Okay, well, if anything feels off, well, just leave, okay? Wake up.
Of course. Good night, Dot. Good night, Sigmund.
Evan, thank you for coming.
I didn't really feel like I had a choice.
And you brought your dog.
Why wouldn't I?
Oh, of course. Well, we just want to get to know you since you're a new breacher and obviously a very powerful one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I'm curious about you all, too. Where are we? What is this place? Who are you?
Are you personally aware of any history of dream breaching in your family?
No, I'm not.
And you only recently discovered your powers?
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to bring stuff out of my dreams when I was a kid, but my parents didn't know what any of it meant, hid it away from me.
Oh. You seem to have formed some kind of bond with Anna.
We're friends, if that's what you mean.
And you know about her? About who she is?
About how she was born, yeah.
You know that makes her a target to some. And if you're close to her, you are a target too.
I guess.
We're concerned, especially with how interested in her this new breacher Henry Staton seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why he seems so focused on her?
Probably because she's the dream child and he figures she's very powerful. Is there another reason?
To your knowledge, is Anna currently in possession of any Kilners?
To my knowledge, no.
And what do you know about Henry's power?
I think he's getting his power, his ability to make, like, this twin from a doll.
What do you mean, a doll?
Someone at the Breacher hangout, where he sometimes shows up, said he had a weird sort of doll in his briefcase. That's all I know. But I know back in Salem, during the witch trials...
Yes, we know the story. You think Henry is in possession of the Salem puppets?
What do you mean, the puppets? Like there's more than one.
You're saying he has a doll?
Yeah, someone saw it. And I thought maybe you'd be able to help find him and the doll so that we could stop him? And if that doesn't work, maybe a Kilner that could take away his breaching power completely. If that exists.
What Kilners are currently in your possession, Evan?
Well, a bunch. I mean, I bought a bag and haven't even used them all yet, but I also have the dream-breaching history Kilner. And the one you left for me so that I would come here. And the other one that came out of a dream when I dreamed up the retainer for... never mind. It just looks like a basic cat's eye.
You've seen the history dreams?
Yeah, I mean, some. I don't understand at all. There was one dream that got all glitchy and...
We hear that Henry is on the lookout for a Violet Kilner. Have you encountered it?
No. What does it do?
Suffice it to say, we would like to have it in our possession and not his. He also, we believe, has the Kilner that a breacher can use to turn someone else into a breacher. We'd like that one in our possession as well.
Pretty sure he has an Akron for that one. And that the director, Helen, has the real Kilner.
Helen.
Wait, are you asking me for help? Because I'm here asking you for help.
If you were to see Henry, if you were able to find the Violet...
No, we're not asking you to do anything specific, except to keep us informed, please, of anything you might discover about Henry and his powers.
Okay, but, I mean, I've been looking for him and I haven't been able to find him at all. I thought you guys...
You understand we exist only here. So we are limited in what we can do.
One more question before you go.
Sure, okay.
When did you meet Garvin?
It was just about a week ago, I guess. At the dog park.
Hmm.
Oh, wait. When I was like 5, right around my birthday, actually, I was really, really sick. Like, they thought I wasn't gonna make it, and he was there to help save me?
Thank you, Evan. Please feel free to use the Kilner we left you to contact us like this if you need to. Our time with you is limited. We must go.
Okay. Bye, I guess. Oh, that was weird.
Kilners! Get your Kilners here! Dreams inside him!
I've been here before. I bought a bunch of Kilners for as much as you're charging for one Kilner now. What happened?
Seems we've got a Kilner shortage on our hands. Don't know why.
Fascinating. Hey, have you ever seen a Violet one?
Violet? Wouldn't touch a Violet Kilner with a 10-foot pole.
Why not?
Dark magic as I hear it. Somebody made it with their bare hands. You'd have to be pretty powerful to do that, I reckon.
I thought Kilners all formed during an explosion of sorts, when the breach opened.
All but the Violet one, sure.
Somebody made it? How? And how do you know all about this when no one else seems to?
I was there, kid. Saw it happen with my own eyes. Would have been about 8 or 9 years ago now. Kilners for sale! Dreams inside him! Pop one under your pillow and wait for the show!
Wait, where are you going? What do you mean you were there? Morning!
Another lucky day.
More problems at school.
Really?
Power outage. Electrical issues.
What? That's awesome! That's too bad.
It's very bizarre.
That is for sure. Well, hopefully they'll fix it fast.
Mm-hmm.
There's a school dance next week. Do you think they'll be... never mind. I probably won't even go.
What? No son of mine will miss a chance to go to a school dance.
Why?
Because they're fun. You get dressed up, you dance.
Ugh, sounds awful.
I agree.
Well, that's disappointing. What if I chaperone?
Mom!
Here we go.
That's Anna calling.
Go. Take it.
Hello?
Hey, can you meet up at after school today?
No school again.
No way.
Yes way. Electrical issue. So, I can meet whenever. Hang on one sec. I have a text. Oh, wow.
Hmm?
It's from Emmy. There's a new Janksy at the train station. She's gonna go check it out.
Cool.
Okay, so let's meet up. I have a lot to tell you. I met with the Ancient Order last night, and it was weird.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you meet now? There's someplace I want to go, and I'd rather not go alone, so you could come with?
Sure.
Meet me at the marina, and bring your bike. We can bike most of the way.
You got it.
What's on your mind, Thomas?
Nothing. Why?
Well, you always hum when you want to say something, but don't really want to say it.
I do?
You do.
Well, I found this morning.
Great.
What is it? I mean, I know it's a Kilner, but what does it mean?
It means I've been summoned to appear in front of the Ancient Order.
Why?
Who even knows?
You don't know? You haven't done anything wrong through all this?
Well, it sure sounds like you think I have.
You'd know better than I.
I would, yes. So we're good?
If you say so.
What's the password?
Just let me in, Lily.
Oh. Wow. Arthur Crowley, as I live and breathe.
Yes. I guess it's been a while.
It's been an age. What brings you here?
Nothing specific. Just felt like checking in, seeing what the cool kids are talking about, that kind of thing.
No cool kids here, trust me.
All the same.
You want your usual corner table where you can avoid seeing and being seen?
Exactly.
I'll bring you a menu.
Hey, Evan. Thanks for coming.
Of course. Where are we heading? Crowley's?
No, never.
Okay. Where are we going?
My mother's glassblowing workshop.
No way! It still exists?
We're gonna find out. Let's go.
Where is it?
You ever been down to Kelly's Beach?
Not in a long time.
It's up on the cliff near there. Or was.
Okay, cool. Lead the way. So, why are you so down on Crowley?
Get this. Crowley doesn't even believe that he's my actual father. Like, he said years ago that there was no proof, so he wasn't going to support me financially. So he was lying when he said he was looking for me and protecting me all this time.
Oh, Anna. I'm so sorry. That's rough.
And Garvin knew this and had a document that said as much for years and never said anything about it to me. I used to ask him who my father was, and he'd give me some garbage like, I don't know, but I bet he loves you very much. And he was lying.
The AODB asked me about him in a weird way. Garvin. Asking me when I met him, and I don't know, the whole thing, which was weird, and they wanted to know which Kilners I had, and they were warning me about what it meant to even be friends with you.
What is going on? Why are they acting so weird?
I don't know.
Looks like we have to walk from here. Unless you feel like biking up a narrow dirt path.
Yeah, we should leave the bikes. So, you've never come here before?
Nope. I mean, I thought about it just because it's an important place in breaching history, right? But I didn't know she was my mom. I didn't know it's where I was born, so no.
This might be a dumb question, and tell me to just go away if it is, but you're, like, fully human, right?
You mean, do I need to eat and sleep and go to the bathroom and stuff like everyone else?
Yeah, I guess.
She dreamed me human, yes, fully.
I still just can't wrap my head around a lot of it. It's pretty wild to think this whole current era of breaching started right here, with you.
Look, there it is. What's left of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's pretty destroyed.
Apart from being picked over by Kilner merchants, it's probably been empty for years.
I have thought we'd find her, living here or something.
Yeah, I wondered too, I guess. But not really. I mean, all these years I thought she was dead, so I didn't have a lot of theories beyond that.
Where does she live?
No idea.
You know she did it all to protect you, right? If people knew who you were, she thought you'd be in real danger.
I know that's the story, but it doesn't make me feel any better. I mean, the uncles raised me like I was their own. I love them for it, but I've spent 10 years being lied to, and 10 years without a mother. It does something to a person.
It makes her incredibly strong and brave, if that's what you mean.
Thanks, Evan.
Anna, I wouldn't sit on... Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Fine. Yeah, this whole building is a safety hazard.
Oh my gosh! Anna, look!
What?
In the rubble. It looks like a Kilner.
Oh, wow, you're right.
What do we do?
We take it.
But we don't know what it does.
So we'll figure it out. Help me move this stuff so I can get to it.
Okay.
Got it.
Cool. I had a dream about Kilner's disappearing. A merchant was complaining that the supply was drying up.
Why would that be happening?
I don't know. Henry?
But how?
And why? The merchant also said someone made the violet Kilner with their bare hands. Do you think, before your mom disappeared, she was here making Kilners?
I honestly have no idea.
This way, Marco. The Jinxie is supposedly on the wall near the newspaper stand on this platform.
Coming! I'm coming!
There! There it is.
Oh, wow! Cool!
Don't dream it's over.
What does that mean? What's over?
I have no idea. And this platform is for the airport shuttle. So what does that mean? And why here? And it looks like a cauldron full of Kilners?
Yes! Kilner soup! No idea! Is it me, or does that look like a sea captain's sort of hat on the stick figure that's stirring the pot?
It totally does. And Jinxie is totally a reacher. This confirms it for me. And maybe that's a reference to Evan's ship?
I still don't know how Evan managed to bring a ship out of a dream.
Well, as he said, he didn't bring it here and plop it on the fairgrounds on purpose.
Hey, when you think of it that way, it's sort of similar to these objects we've been looking at from the box. It's like, did someone else make him bring them back? And if so, why?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Where are you heading from here? Home?
Not sure, but thanks for coming with me.
Anna. Evan.
Oh, great.
Where have you been?
None of your business.
I beg your pardon.
I'm wondering why you act like you care at all when you obviously don't. Sorry, Evan, you can stay and chat all you like, but I'm out of here.
Anna! Please!
I think you should let her go.
What's gotten into her?
Not my place to say.
Well, I wanted to tell her something.
What's that?
Just that we've all been invited to a session with the AODB tonight. Helen, Garvin, myself.
What about?
I sense they're going to forbid us all from breaching.
They can do that? Why?
They'll have their reasons, and none of them will be valid. But right now, I don't see a way around it for any of us.
Seriously? Now you sound like Garvin. The Crowley I know, by reputation anyway, would say there's always a way around.
Yes, and Garvin would say, maybe for you, Crowley. Maybe for someone with no responsibilities and not a real care in the world.
Exactly. They asked me about Garvin last night.
You spoke with the Ancient Order.
They wanted to know when I met Garvin for the first time.
And what did you say?
I said last week, but then I remembered he was there when I was so sick, as a kid. So I told them that. What? It's the truth.
He was supposed to report your existence earlier than he did to the AODB.
I didn't know. Anna said you'd all been waiting for me for a long time. I assumed that included the Ancient Order.
Not so much, apparently. But that might explain...
Explain what?
I've been down to some places where breachers gather. I'm trying to find out what people are saying, and I heard some talk just now about a breacher who was paid to save you and then paid for their silence.
Someone paid Garvin to save me and then keep tabs on me?
That was the gist of what I heard, yes. Leave it with me. I'll do some digging.
What's the password?
Just let me in, Lily.
Henry. Hi.
You don't sound so happy to see me, Lily. Makes me sad.
Some kids were here looking for you. Sounds like you're up to no good.
Oh, you have no idea how easy it is to drive wedges between people.
Why is that your life's work? Or how you decided to use this power, your weird little doll? Why not just be a good person?
Oh, Lily. When I first met you, I thought maybe there was hope for you. But now I see you're too naive.
I'm not naive. I'm just not cruel.
Well, maybe you'd be different if you'd walked in my shoes.
And what's been so awful about your shoes journey, Henry? Please, enlighten me.
My parents were murdered in their beds when I was 8 years old. And the fear was so intense, it drove me to run away, and I've been running ever since.
Wow, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
No, you didn't. Now, can I please have a menu?
Of course.
Anna?
Just getting some water.
You okay? You seem a little agitated.
Yeah. Fine. I went to the glassblowing workshop today. What's left of it.
And did you find what you were looking for?
She wasn't there.
That's not what I meant.
Well, no then. I don't even know what I hoped to find. I just wanted to be there.
This is home, Anna. This will always be your home, with me and Thomas. I mean, if you want.
You should have told me.
So you've heard.
Wait, heard what?
Crowley, and Helen, and myself. The AODB has summoned us. They're likely going to forbid us from breaching.
What did you do to deserve that? I mean, the others I sort of understand.
I honestly don't know. You should get some sleep.
I will. Oh.
What?
Oh, nothing. Just need to grab something from my bag. Good night. I'm heading up. Just close your eyes and wait for the show.
I'm gonna go to bed.
So, what's the plan for tonight? Dreamwise?
I don't know. I guess I'll just use the history kilner again. There was a dream there, a lesson, that got all glitchy and weird. I want to try and see it again.
Hey, Ev. Is everything okay? You seem sort of down?
I don't know. I'm feeling lost. I mean, I thought I trusted Garvin, you know? He raised Anna and seems like a good person, but now I just don't know. It's complicated, but it sounds like he did something wrong by saving me, by not telling the Ancient Order about my existence. And now it sounds like maybe he was paid for his silence about me? Every one of them seems to be hiding something.
Well, what does Anna have to say?
Anna's like me, feeling sort of confused, really. And betrayed. Her father, she only just found out who he is. And he's not the best guy.
Well, you know your mother and I will always be here for you. Even if we can't be there for you. And for Anna, too. I mean, anything she needs.
Yes.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom. I'm gonna head up.
Okay. Hey, be careful in there.
Always. Good night, Dot. Good night, Sigmund.
Back again for more.
I wanted to come back and see if the glitchy dream was maybe fixed. But we're with Max Siren again. Why?
More to learn.
He's on his beach again, looking for sea glass.
He's found a piece. You see, he's been tormented by vivid dreams of his Violette. And he believes he can bring his wife back to life in a dream with the right kind of sea glass. A Violette Siren.
Did he bring her back?
He did. But she wasn't quite right. She died again, and he tried again, and again, and again. It drove him mad.
You don't think...
What?
Never mind.
No, go on. Ask me anything.
Do you think that the Violet Kilner has the same power as a Violet Siren? As Violet Seaglass?
I would not know. The history of the current breach has not yet been written.
And if the Violet Kilner can bring back the dead, well, who is it that Henry wants to bring back? Oh, wow. Here's the glitch again.
You can't stop us just because you don't understand us.
Who says you get to decide anyway?
We can, and we will. You'll leave us vulnerable if you go through with it.
We won't be able to protect ourselves.
Well, you should have thought of that before you did what you did.
What did they do? I'm waking up!
You're effectively sentencing us to death.
Is Helen Cusack here? Quiet! Is she here? Arthur Crowley. Did he deign to turn up for once in his life?
He did. Curiosity got the better of me. So go on. Tell us, what nonsense is this? And why are you in charge?
I don't need to justify myself to you. Evidence exists that you, Arthur Crowley, disowned your own child born in a dream. This goes against all codes of dream breaching. We have a moral code we uphold that makes us accountable for our actions in dreams and out of dreams, and there are no exceptions.
But it's not true. Where's your evidence?
Show us the evidence.
Order! There was a letter. Your signature on it. The onus is not on us to prove, but on you to disprove. You're forbidden from reaching until further notice.
Like you could stop me.
Do not challenge me, Crowley.
I'm already gone.
Next on the agenda is Garvin.
Yeah. What's this about?
It has come to our attention that you were aware of the existence of this child, Evan, and his powers many years ago, and that you failed to report him to us, but instead used your breaching powers to keep a personal eye on him, potentially for your own future gain. God. We don't know who paid you for your silence, but the fact remains you've broken breach of law.
Ridiculous.
You did this alongside Helen Cusack, who is being forbidden from legal breaching for a refusal to show her face here when beckoned repeatedly. And for breaching trickery that raised the interest of non-breaching police and put the whole breaching community at risk of discovery.
What are they even talking about? Breaching trickery?
This session is done. Dismissed.
Good morning, Cleo. What the heck? Oh my... What's all this? Holy cow! Cleo, where are you? Are you trapped behind one of these boxes? Here, kitty. There you are. I've got to call someone. Who do I even call? Oh, my gosh. I need to call Evan. Oh, wow.
Hello? Hello, Naya?
OMG, Evan, am I a breacher? Do you think I'm a breacher?
Slow down, Naya. Just tell me what's going on.
Okay. All of the Anna tapes and the Dream Academy computers are in my living room.
What?
The Book of Kilners is here, Evan. All of it.
Oh, wow. All right. Text me your address. I'll round up the others and we'll come right over. Oh, wait. Shoot. Mom, do I have school?
No school. All the food in the cafeteria fridges rotted when the power was out. Huge mess. Foul odor.
Okay, no school again. We'll come right over.
Great! See you soon.
Back again, I see.
Oh, you missed me.
Got to thinking about that marble you found.
Yeah?
Found another one.
Fascinating.
So, what's it worth to you?
What makes you think it's worth anything?
Nobody's ever sat around for hours on end looking for something that wasn't worth anything.
The this is really how you want to play this?
It is.
Come in, come in.
Hi, Naya.
Hello. Oh, you're all here. I haven't had this many people over in maybe forever.
Wow, it's really all here. Naya, this is crazy.
Anna, look at all your tapes. You said there were a lot, but I still never pictured this many. By the way, Naya, I started listening to the ones you gave me last night, but I fell asleep.
Oh.
Who knew dreams could be so boring?
Me. I knew.
My dreams are D-U-L-L dull.
I'm sure that's not true. But if all this stuff is here now, that means it wasn't Henry who took it?
Huh. Oh, wow. Huh.
Do you think she did this? My mother?
What? That's the only theory I have. She wants us to have it, to keep it safe. Oh, get this. I powered up one of the laptops, and the Dream Academy hotline has been forwarding to a digital voicemail program. So all the dreams we might have missed these past few days are here and waiting for us to listen and catalog them. Marco, you want to get started on that? I can show you how the database works.
Sure thing. The Dream Academy is officially back in business.
Woot woot.
Indeed. Emmy, you want to poke around on Henry's computer some more? See if he slipped up and left something else useful behind.
Yes, of course.
Oh, wow. This is the Book of Kilners? Is this rice paper?
I believe it is, yes.
You guys, I found something.
That was fast, Emmy.
Well, I mean, all he did was find some of Henry's old search histories, which he thought he deleted. And he himself did several searches for doll and poppet in the Dream Archives. And he also searched for dream twins, so I just did that too. But, I mean, look at all these results.
There are at least 100 dreams there.
I know. Ugh, the dates on them go back years.
Guess I'll start listening.
I'm gonna walk home, I think. Clear my head. Think things through.
Want company?
Sure.
Bye, guys. Bye, Evan. Bye, Anna.
See you later, guys.
Oh, before I forget, here. You should dream with this one tonight.
Oh, right. The Kilner from the workshop.
My dream wasn't clear or specific enough to tell me what the Kilner does, so you try, and we'll compare notes and see if we can figure out what it's even doing.
Sure, sounds good. So, this is what I don't get, though. Crowley said, and I meant to tell you this, that he and the others were going to be forbidden from breaching?
Yes. Garvin said the same thing.
So how does the AODB expect us, and Garvin and the others, to stop Henry if they can't breach?
Maybe they don't expect us.
What do you mean?
What if the Ancient Order doesn't want him to be stopped?